right, folks, there is an epidemic of ugly women online complaining that men are not handsome enough for them. You heard it right. Ugly women who don't know they're ugly complaining about the men that they are well suited for. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Women have been lying to each other for the last, how long has feminism been going on? Well, however long that is. And it's really ramped up in the last 20 to 30 years where we've seen this body positivity, everyone's beautiful, everyone's valuable bullshit. So now what we have is an epidemic of level 4, 5, 6, 304s thinking that they are God's gift to men. And the irony is totally lost on them when the internet has been reacting with absolute vitriol towards them because it seems as if they don't own a mirror. Let's start with patient zero. Now you'll notice she's Asian. That means 4 points taken off automatically on the attractive scale. I don't make up the rules. It is what it is. Now, if you are a boomer or a man over 65 with a retirement plan who's on his third divorce, you get 4 more points for attractiveness as an Asian. I don't make the rules. It's just what it is.
All very much aware we are living through a chopped man epidemic, and there's a big shortage of baddies. It's gone so bad to the point that, like, if I see an attractive man, it genuinely makes my day. I was walking on the sidewalk earlier and I saw a cute guy in his car, so I waved to him and he smiled back at me, and obviously he drove away after that. But I was like, oh my god, a cute guy. This was at 6:50 p.m. It's 7:17 and I'm still like, oh my God. And I feel like this is going to power me through my evening. Like, wow, I actually saw an attractive man today. Like, diamond in the rough, needle in the haystack. Seriously. So as we're all very much aware.
Right. She comes on here talking about a chop man epidemic looking like that. What the hell is going on? Is nobody telling these women that they're ugly and that they need to lower their standards? Do you have any like self-aware? I don't know I'm lost for words. I don't know. Are these 304s getting like really hot dudes or something? Why would this woman think that a chopped man is not exactly the only thing that she can get? I'll tell you why. Because they're hoes. Hoes are sleeping around and they're sleeping with men way above their league. And this makes them think, ooh, I'm attractive enough to get this man. That means that's the only level that I'm gonna date. Now, let me tell you something, sweetie. Men will sleep with a range of anything. Now, not all men. There are high quality, like that guy you saw in the car. Notice that he drove away. Does that tell you something? He drove away, sweetie. Do you think if you were Angelina Jolie and you waved to him, he would have drove away? No, he would have pulled over and he would have asked for your number. That tells you something. Cut it out, okay? Because you're sleeping with men way more attractive than you, and you think that you can get that man. And what you don't understand is they're just using you. And I know you grew up in the post-feminist era that told you that, oh, we're all equal, and a man sleeping with a woman is the same as a woman sleeping with a man, and you're using him too. I know you live in La La Land, but none of that's true. None of it's true. Because men, they can bounce back from a sexual interaction and have no emotional recourse from it. Okay, men can bounce back from a sexual interaction. It can mean nothing to them. And I know that there's a lot of you out there who are like, doesn't mean anything to me either. If that's where you're genuinely at, I feel sorry for you. You have broken something inside of you that is sacred in womanhood that's about bonding. And the feminists have stole this from you because they hate you and they want you to be miserable. And I know you think I'm really mean, but I'm actually somebody who's being incredibly compassionate right now because I'm telling you a truth that's going to help you out of your misery. So I've prepared a list to help unattractive women realize that they're unattractive. Because I realize that no one's going to tell you your face because they don't want to hurt your feelings. And usually when you tell a woman the truth, she cries and screams and throws a temper tantrum and demands that you change what you said, thinking that if she can get you to change what you said, she can make it untrue. Think about it, girls. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. I did the same thing. My man told me I was gaining a little weight. I told him he was a faggot. It didn't change that I was a little fat. You know what did? Taking that information in and not eating donuts. So, for my chopped 304s who don't realize that they're chopped, I've prepared a list to help you, okay? Here's some of the things that would give away that you are, in fact, a 5 or below. Number one, you work in an office. No attractive woman works in an office for longer than it takes for the CEO to start banging her and setting her up in an apartment. I'm telling you right now, if you work in an office and you've been doing it for years on years, you are at best average and most likely below average. Here's what happens when an attractive woman starts working in an office. All the harpies start attacking her. They attack and they attack and they attack until she's either fired, she quits, or she starts sleeping with the boss's son. Attractive women are not long for the office. Here's another sign that you are average or below average in looks as a woman. You take the bus. No attractive woman can take the bus because she will be raped. No attractive woman will be fucked. You will never see an attractive woman at a bus stop. Why? She'll either be picked up and trafficked, or she's got a man who loves her enough, he'll drive her wherever she needs to go. Here's another sign that you are average or below average. You post a picture on Instagram, and there are tons of comments telling you how beautiful you are from other ugly women. You look at those comments of those women and they say, wow, you're so beautiful. Then you look at them and you go, oh, of course you think that because you're ugly. I got bad news for you, sweetie. You guys are on the same level of attractiveness. Ugly women love to boost other ugly women because even though they're pretending not to know, they know the truth. They think that if they can bring down the scale of attractiveness to the level that they're at, so everybody's on that level, then they cannot be revealed for being the hideous monsters that they actually are. Now, I'm not saying that you're gonna wanna be with some slob who lets himself go and doesn't take care of himself. That's not quite what I'm saying. But have you noticed this phenomenon? Have you noticed that you'd see a man who kinda looks like Tony Soprano with a really attractive younger woman? And you're like, now we all know Tony Soprano, he's not gonna be on the firefighter's calendar of the year. That's not the body women are dreaming of. But this is a pretty common trope. Why? Because that man is attractive to a woman in the ways that matter for a woman. He's got power. He's got money. He's got confidence. He's got decisiveness. All of these things that make a woman feel like I've got a protector and a good man, and I can trust for him to take care of me and our offspring out in the world because he can compete. Attractiveness, in terms of absolute objective attractiveness, isn't actually what you're saying. You might be saying these men are chopped because you're judging them. This is why men don't do so well on dating apps, right? Because you can't really assess all these things from looking at a picture. You're looking at objective attractiveness, and that's not really gonna tell you whether or not that's the kind of man you're gonna wanna be with. It's not the same for women because men don't change their attractiveness to a woman, really, unless she's like totally BPD or something based on the way she's behaving. Men kind of have a more objective evaluation of a woman's attractiveness. Now, you can be totally, totally hot and a man can recognize that. He's not going to stop thinking you're hot just because you're BPD, but he's not going to want to date you. Now, and if he's sane, he's really not going to want to date you for eventually he'll get to that point, right? But it's different with women. Men actually physically change how they look to us based on how attractive we find them as a whole. So here's another one. If you guys know Stephen Molyneux, I don't know how to say his name. He's pretty cool. I saw some of his stuff before he came back on Twitter. He's pretty cool. But he's been going to work on trying to get men and women to couple up and have babies. And I agree with him. This antinatalism shit, it's directed on the one group it works on. Think about the only demographic that is not having babies. We all know it's not the Indians. So Steven's trying to reach out to these people, and he said, ladies, you can't all demand top-tier men. Mathematically, it doesn't work. This is correct. And here's the thing. Ladies, you, for the majority, are not top-tier women. Mathematically, it's impossible. You understand what averages mean? You can't all be above average. You'll end up in a disposable harem and then end up very much alone. Everyone settles. Please learn how, because the price of solitude is unbearably high. And I am very much in agreement with Stephen on a lot of things here. It is correct. You will end up in a disposable harem. I know you're sleeping with these hot dudes and you think this is what I should be entitled to, but that's not what's happening. That hot dude is sleeping with a lot of women. And if you are not that attractive, I can guarantee you, you are on the bottom of his totem pole. You are the one he calls when the other attractive women are not available. So you're like the fourth string on the bench, if you're lucky. Now, a lot of you want that because you have this ego and you think you're inventing this fantasy that this is the kind of man that you can actually get. And it's a fantasy. And the reason you know it's a fantasy is he's not committing to you. He's not asking you to marry him. He doesn't want to have your kids because he wants his kids to be a certain level of attractiveness and he knows how genetics work. Now, a lot of you women do a lot of deception with filters and makeup and all this stuff, and then you end up believing your own bullshit. And he is correct. The price of solitude is unbearably high. We are social creatures. A lot of women don't feel this because you live in the cities and you got your girlfriends and you guys are hanging out and in your 20s and you're fun. Let me tell you something. When your hot girlfriends and your other smarter girlfriends start getting married and having kids, they're going to fall away and you are going to be alone. Everybody does this. I'm telling you, just watch. Families end up becoming way more important than friends, and that is the way it should be. Now, of course, a wonderfully chopped woman. I mean, this is actually her right here. What men don't seem to understand is that solitude is preferable to settling for the vast majority of them. Please explain to me how that works. How does it work that the vast majority of men are not good enough for you? Do you realize how far down the totem pole you are? I don't understand what's going on with the level of delusion and entitlement. Maybe it's because your dad didn't beat you. You know, I really should call my dad and thank him because he kept my ego in check. Solitude is neutral. No, actually, it's not. It's a huge negative that negatively impacts your life. Settling for 90% of men would be net negative for a woman. So let me get this straight. 90% of men, there's only 10% of men that are available. How are 100% of women going to partner up with a man who is not a net negative, according to you, if only 10% of them are valuable? Once again, Diane, let me just say, not up there on the looks category. And that is the number one thing that men value. And I know you probably think you're bringing other things to the table. They don't care. If they're not physically attracted to you, they do not care about what else you're bringing to the table. Get it through your head, despite what the movies tell you, where it's about who you are as a person. First of all, if you're saying shit like this, your personality probably sucks. You're probably not as cool as you think you are, and you're probably really annoying, and you probably talk down to people. It's time to eat a little bit of humble pie and recognize that probably 80% of men are out of your league. Sorry, sweetie. Sorry to give you the diagnosis. You're not high on the attractiveness scale. The other thing is when you say something like settling, that indicates a hierarchy, that you are somehow up here and you're settling down here. What we're having is a major consequence of the feminist movement that has told women that somehow they are so precious and special and magnificent and deserve the world for simply existing. This is like a brand new phenomenon, and it's destroying women. honestly, because it makes them think that partners who would actually be good for them and be happy and they would actually be in a loving relationship with are not good for them because they don't meet these kind of crazy standards that they have no right to expect. By the way, I would say the same thing to men who are sitting out there saying 90% of women are not good enough for them. I would say the exact same thing, but men aren't doing that. Men are a lot more forgiving with women. Women got this crazy fucking thing going on where they think their shit doesn't stink and they never do anything wrong. It's insane. Here's another sign that you are average or below average in attractiveness. You're Asian. I don't need to explain that one. Anyway, ladies, if the only men who ever hit on you are what you would call chopped, I got news for you, ladies. You are on the same level as them. The truth is, beautiful women know they're beautiful because people tell them all the time, in person, not just under a bunch of Instagram comments when other ugly women are trying to make themselves feel good about how ugly they are. No, they get it all the time, and it usually starts when they're really young. As much as I would like to really drill home to you that you, as a chopped woman, cannot have these crazy high expectations of the level of attractiveness of a man that you want to get, I also need you to understand something else. Men and women look for different things from each other. And the problem with a lot of girls, especially in the post-feminist era, is that we have been taught that we are only as valuable as the men we perceive. We have been taught that in order to be valuable, we have to exhibit the characteristics that we value in men. This is the great irony of feminism. It purports to empower women, but all it does is constantly demean and put down those very qualities that are essential to womanhood. Beauty, kindness, compassion, vulnerability. You're not supposed to have any of these. You're supposed to be a boss bitch who walks into the office and takes over and tells the men what's up and takes control and has sex with whoever she wants because she's a boss bitch. Ladies, those are all the qualities that you find attractive in men. And there is a biological, evolutionary reason for this. At the same time, these qualities are not attractive to men unless they're beta soy boys who are going to want you to pay for at least half of everything. And I know, you're a modern woman. I value my money. The truth is that when a man does not pay for you, that means he doesn't value you. He sees no reason to give up any of his resources in providing for you. And you know it deep in your core, so you never really respect or love that man. That's just the way it is. We can try to change nature, but nature has thousands and thousands of years on us. This is why transgender ideology will fail. It doesn't matter how many times you affirm that a 6'3", 230-pound man with a beard and a dress on is a woman. Nature is gonna say, that's a man. The things that women value in men are very different than the things that men value in women. Men value physical attractiveness. This is why you're getting confused and thinking that you need to have a physically attractive mate as well. And I'm going to explain to you why this actually isn't a top priority for women, truly speaking. Second thing men value. They value a kind of softness and a nurturing that comes with women. Why? They've got to be out in the harsh world every day, fighting, competing for resources, trying to really bring something home for the woman and the child. The last thing he wants is to walk through that door and have another battle. Yeah, I got a boss bitch at home. I love it. Said no real man ever. And the beta soy boys that you guys have, you're just beating them and disrespecting them until you have absolutely nothing left for them. And then you start sleeping with the mailman and you wonder why you have a half black child. Men value a kind of sweetness and a nurturing and an agreeableness and a compassion that women naturally have. Despite the last 70 years of feminism trying to beat it out of us, we can't fight it. Think about how you react when you see a little baby, huh? You get all like, oh, it's the baby. Oh my God, the baby. Think about how you react when you see a little cute kitten or a bunny or a puppy or a butt. That's your womanness, okay? If a man started acting like that, you'd be like, are you gay? So, I got news for you ladies. You're building up all the wrong things thinking you're going to attract a top-tier mate. And then you see a hot bitch walk into a bar and all the men's head turn and they're not like, oh, I bet she's the CEO of a company. No, they don't care. She could be a McDonald's burger waitress and they would still want her because unless a man is trying to use you for your money, which is a big red flag, he doesn't care about what you do for a living. In fact, you doing some major career thing is actually going to be a hindrance to the goals he has because, first of all, he wants to be the provider. That is the truth. He sees that as his role and his duty. And if you take that away from him, you emasculate him. Okay, I'm not saying you should limit your abilities because a man might get intimidated about it. That's not what I'm saying. A true man is not going to be thinking about what career you have because he is not really factoring ever relying on your income for his well-being, unless there's something psychologically wrong with him. In which case, you want to run away as fast as possible. Doing all these things that you do, that you're advertising to men, oh, look, I have all these qualities that I like in you, it's not going to succeed in accomplishing what you want. And this is why attractiveness for women when it comes to men is very subjective. I want you to think about this, ladies. Really think about this. Have you ever been dating a man? And in the beginning, you know, we like to project onto a man all the things that we're gonna want from him and think that he is. And as you're doing this, as you're starting to like the man more and more, he actually starts to look more physically attractive to you. This is a real phenomenon. It's almost like his face starts to change into a more attractive mate. Our hormones do a real funny thing to us. And then something happens. There's a break in the fantasy. There's a real life situation. This man fails to step up as a man. It could be anything, right? It could be, you might be dating somebody, you're walking down the street and a vagabond starts coming to you. And instead of him stepping in front and pulling you out and protecting you, he kind of just runs away and leaves you there. This would be a real break for most women who are in touch with reality. Now, after something like that happens, right, you might look at this man again and all of a sudden start to notice that he looks uglier than you remembered. Huh, what could be happening here? Your hormones are changing to decrease your level of attractiveness to someone that you realize is not a good mate. Physical attractiveness, to a serious extent, is not actually a number one factor in what makes women go, ooh, I want that. And a lot of you girls are wasting your most important time having fun. These are things I wish I'd known when I was in my 20s because I was in the peak of the insanity that was telling women not to get married, to go out and have their fun, sow their wild oats. They wanted us to be like men, and even this illusion of what men were like was false. And it's a complete waste of your time. You have nothing from those years. You can't hold all the fun you have in your 20s, the parties, the clubbing, the guys you're sleeping with. It's like trying to hold sand in a closed fist. Try to grab as much sand as you can in a closed fist, and when you open your hand, you might have a few grains left. That's what that's like. And the sand is your time. This is what it is. Your 20s are for finding the right person to form a good, stable relationship with whom you can build a family. That's the truth. But because we live in a death cult, you believe that having children is somehow a net negative. Like, we're supposed to be doing something else that's greater than having children. I don't know what that would be, to be honest. Have you seen babies? They're awesome. But they want to program us against our nature. So we've got this Call You Daddy podcast, which is like the number one podcast for women, I believe. She's literally insane, and she's teaching women something that is going to lead to severe unhappiness and destruction. So I'd like to take it down.
When you're younger in your 20s, like, who the fuck wants to get married and settle down? Yeah. Some people, but not me at that point. Yeah. I was like, I want to feel the thrill. I want to be getting my head bashed into the mattress. I want to be getting flipped upside down. And then I want to be getting ghosted the next day. I want to have my heart ripped out of my chest, and I want to do it all over again. And then some. And then when you get a little older, you're kind of like, I literally don't have time. When you're younger in your 20s, like, who the fuck wants?
You don't have time for what? And why don't you have time? Isn't that so there you go. She's even saying it right there. Who wants to wake up at 30 and go, oh shit, I don't have time. I wasted 10 years. Who wants to do that? Do you want to do that, ladies? Really think about it. Is that what you want? Do you want to wake up at 30 and go, oh shit, I don't have time. I better squeeze it in. Better get someone. Let me tell you when you're going to settle. Right then. Right then. Okay. So, this is actually a myth, this idea that people don't want to get married in their 20s. This is a lie. This is something they lie to women. All women, deep inside their hearts, deep inside their little soft girly hearts where they loved unicorns and rainbows, in there is the idea that one day they're going to meet a wonderful prince who they'll fall in love with and have kids with and have a nice little happy life. That's in there. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? Feminists are telling you you have to be a cold-hearted bitch who just wants to make it in business. This is a lie. And you're going to be unhappy. Okay? Just think about it. Think about it. Think about, here is the options for your future. You can be a 50-year-old top bitch CEO flying all over the world, running this corporation, having millions of dollars in the account, but you're alone, you got no kids, you got no husband, and now you're old. Or you could be a 50-year-old mom. Maybe you got a grandkid on the way. You never had a multi-million dollar company. Maybe you did something, some fun stuff with your creativity and some work, but you got wonderful children who love you, a happy home, a wonderful loving husband, and you get to go out in your garden. Which one are you picking? Which one? Be honest. Don't lie. Don't lie. Most of you, if you're sane, you're never going to pick this because this is death. This is death, misery, depression, and destruction. You don't want it. You got to see what they're selling you and take it to the end. So here she is saying stupid shit, right? I want to feel the thrill. The thrill of what exactly? There really is nothing in casual sex for women. I'm so sorry to break it to you, ladies, but there's nothing in it. There's absolutely nothing in it, okay? When you hook up with a guy who's not invested in you, he's not really caring about your experience during the process. I'm telling you right now, okay? And cold, empty sex is really meaningless and you have nothing. You actually have less because now you've given something away that's supposed to be valuable. So now it becomes less valuable for you and less valuable for your partner. Sorry, I know you don't like these facts because they seem like they're old and outdated, but there's a reason these have been truths for thousands of years. I literally wish somebody would have told me this. In fact, actually, I think they did tell me. I literally wish I wasn't retarded and brainwashed and listening to the mainstream that wanted to destroy and corrupt my soul. I'm trying to do the best I can by spreading the message to the youth so they don't ruin themselves because this hoe over here who makes millions of dollars telling you to take the path of destruction is cute right now and preaching something that will lead to misery. I want to get my head bashed in the mattress. This is what happens when girls watch porn. They start to glorify being treated as an object, which is so ironic because the feminists love to talk about, I don't want to be treated as an object, but then the biggest source of empowerment is making yourself an object. Congratulations, congratulations, you're retarded. I want to be getting flipped upside down, she says, and then I want to be getting ghosted. Really? You want to get ghosted? That's something women want. You see, this is how you know she's a liar. Stop listening to these women. This is how you know she's a liar. Stop listening to these women. They're selling you bullshit. And they're packaging it in a nice gold wrapper and saying, don't you want this bullshit? Don't buy it. And then she wants to get her heart ripped out of my chest and I want to do it all over again. I guarantee you, if you talk to any woman who's in her 30s or 40s, who bought this lie and did this bullshit, and if you said to her, hey, if you had the chance to go back before all this, would you do everything that you did again? If she's honest, she's going to say no because she knows the truth. There's nothing in it but regret and remorse and disgust, actually. Total disgust. We have another clip from this 304. I really like that 304. It's a nice way to say
whore.
My boyfriend has a very big issue with my past. He found my list of people I have been with, and he was pissed. He actually broke up with me initially, but after a while, we got back together. The issue now is I feel like he is constantly making judgmental comments about me being easy or having a high body count. He always says he's just kidding, but how can I get him to stop caring that I was with guys before him? I feel like every single girl has a list of the guys she's ever been with. Like,
no, we don't. Nope, we don't. I feel like every girl is a whore like I am and has no remorse and doesn't care that she's literally destroying herself and is leading other women to destruction. Because at least if other girls do what I did, then it can't have been wrong, right? We can't all go to hell together, can we?
Yeah, you can. Hell's a big place.
How fun. I remember the men that have been inside of me and I have a husband and that's okay. This sounds like a really insecure or possessive man.
Honestly, that's a disgusting statement. That is a disgusting statement. Gross. Absolutely gross. You are married to a man who doesn't respect himself or is a beta or has also been brainwashed. Gross. Gross. And now she's going to pivot and talk about This is so narcissistic, not liking the fact that his woman had let a bunch of men have her suddenly means that he's the problem. It can't possibly be that the woman made mistakes and did things she wasn't supposed to do that now have made her man feel less than or not good about himself and that's her problem. Women can't possibly ever do anything wrong. If you do something that your husband doesn't like, it's because he's insecure. It's not because what you did was wrong and something that men have literally rejected for thousands of years. And that's why prostitutes used to live in the worst parts of town, but you're worse than a prostitute because you didn't even get paid for it. That can't possibly be it. He's the problem.